This is Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. Highlights from the No to Hate, Immigrants and Refugees Welcome Here rally.
Migrants from Central America, primarily Honduras, make their way across Mexico to the U.S. border seeking asylum. Driven by poverty and violence, like other groups of migrants before them, bring public attention to the conditions they are fleeing and the enormous challenges of migration. Refugees are fleeing from the poverty and violence caused by economic and political U.S. intervention, like the Central American Free Trade Agreement, CAFTA.
Anti-immigrant hate has long been the primary incubator of a clearly far-right movement growing in this country. This is the same far-right movement that led to the deaths of Maurice Stahlert and Vicky Jones, two African-Americans gunned down by a right racist in Kroger's parking lot in Kentucky, and the 11 victims of Pittsburgh's synagogue shooting, targeted both for being Jewish and for their work in the support of refugees.
And now, we demand a radical shift in U.S. immigration policy that recognizes the rights of all people, regardless of where they were born. We demand permanent protection for all undocumented immigrants, and we demand immediate demilitarization of the U.S.-Mexico border, an end to all deportations, and the abolition of ICE without replacement. We demand a world that recognizes the free movement of people, not the free movement of capital. Highlights now from the No to Hate, Immigrants and Refugees Are Welcome Here rally.
Mar-a-Lago, it's the wet dream of the GOP. All the racist rats and kleptocrats dip a toe into the rising sea. But Putin is no nouveau riche, and he's got dopey dog on a leash. So when we say, whoa, what did he do today? No, we're only saying stay there for good. Mar-a-Lago, Mar-a-Lago, oy vey. Mar-a-Lago, M-A-R-A-L-A-G-O, Mar-a-Lago.
Driven by poverty and violence, walking north in caravans from the Guatemalan border with Mexico to the U.S. border, a distance of about 4,000 miles. Most come from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. They come seeking safety, but also economic opportunity. We stand on the side of the migrants and the groups supporting them in their fight for safety and a better life. We call attention to the long and devastating history of U.S. imperialism in Latin America, and that has largely created the conditions that have led to mass migration. In the 1980s, U.S. President Ronald Reagan,
boo,
supported right-wing governments in Guatemala and El Salvador while also fighting against the popular revolution in Nicaragua. U.S. weapons poured into those countries during the civil wars that lasted until the 1990s. Those wars took hundreds of thousands of lives and left parts of those countries in ruins. Peace in these Central American nations was negotiated in the 1990s, just as the U.S. and Central American governments were negotiating the Central American Free Trade Agreement, a treaty that opened their economies to foreign competition. That treaty devastated local industries and agriculture, leading to vast unemployment. Farmers lost their farms, factories threw workers on the street. The most recent imperialist intervention in Central America occurred when former President Barack Obama and his then Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, sponsored a military coup in Honduras against the democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya. Since then, the anti-democratic government of President Juan Orlando Hernandez has instituted a neoliberal model that has deepened the economic dependence on the U.S. and worsened living conditions for millions of Hondurans. The migrants have turned to the caravan to protect themselves in their travels from the dangers of migration. The caravan has also brought public attention, giving them an opportunity to explain their motives for migration, that their migration is a fight for their lives and is the hope for a better future for the children that many bring with them. We support the caravan marchers and all migrants seeking asylum and opportunity. We demand a radical shift in U.S. immigration policy that recognizes the rights of all people, regardless of where they were born. We demand permanent protection for all undocumented immigrants, immediate demilitarization of the border, an end to all deportations, and the abolition of ICE without replacement. We look forward to the day when all are welcome in our country and in others, when we end the violent legacy of nationalism, and when borders give way to the free movement of all.
My name is Patricia Okumu. I am the woman who climbed the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July. As angry as I was on the 4th of July, I am fired up each and every time I am given a platform to talk about the children, because our elected officials are obviously sleeping. It is not normal to have children incarcerated. Do you hear me?
Yes.
It is not acceptable to have children separated from their parents.
No.
When you go to sleep and you sing to your children and you read them books, remember these children. So we stand here together to vote these people out of office.
Yes.
We stand here to say, open the borders.
Yes.
Open the borders.
Yes.
Open the borders.
Open the borders.
My work did not stop on the 1st of July, and it did not stop then. I am here to remind everybody to stand strong, united. Do not give up to fear mongering. Vote these people out.
Yes.
Immigrants are welcome here, and hey, a ho.
Immigrants are welcome here, and hey, ho ho.
We need to recognize that as many people are coming over our borders today, we need to welcome them. But we also need to make sure that those who are already here, those who today are fighting to stay here, get to stay home with their families.
Yeah.
Se puede.
Sí, sí,
se puede.
All is nice.
Se puede.
Sí, sí,
se puede.
All is nice.
Se puede.
Sí, sí,
se puede.
All is nice.
That we stand with Palestine, because they're co-opting our chants. From Palestine to Mexico, Puerto Rico.
to go from Palestine to Mexico. Border walls have got to go from
Palestine to Mexico.
Border walls have got to go
from Palestine to Mexico.
Border walls have got to go. So to drive that point home, I just want to say that what we're seeing with this migrant caravan is the chance to build an international movement of support. When Mexicans are standing up and saying, and I as a Mexican will say, that we do not stand with our government in what they're hoping that Border Patrol will do. We demand that the Border Patrol in Mexico welcome and help these immigrants travel north. And all of those people who are standing up in Mexico to support the refugees, they understand that what has been done to Latin America by the United States is what historically colonizing countries have done to third world countries. They understand when Border Patrol steps to the side, because there are just that many people trying to cross the border, they know this is a movement that they cannot stop. And if they thought, and to prove that, Salvadorians, Nicaraguenses, they're joining a third, and a fourth, and a fifth caravan that's coming up north. This isn't stopping anytime soon. We're here about to welcome the first, but it's not the only one. So we need to stand strong and reiterate to everyone, reiterate to the bigots over there, that this movement is international, and this movement will win.
Será mejor la vida que vendrá a conquistar nuestra felicidad. Y hay un clamor, mil voces de combate se alzarán, dirán, canción de libertad con decisión. La patria vencerá y ahora el pueblo que alza en la lucha con voz de gigante gritando adelante. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. Woo! I want to welcome the New Sanctuary Network. They've been doing really great work, and we've been working with them to try and figure out how to show up at the border in solidarity. So please welcome Sarah.
We are the New Sanctuary Coalition, and we are calling on everyone, individuals, organizations, faith leaders, students, organizers, U.S. citizens, who can join us on a campaign that not only will bring people to the border, but will stay at the border until everyone has crossed safely into this country, and that everyone has gone to where their final destination is. We will also keep accompanying all our friends until their immigration case is resolved. The campaigning is not to go to the border, show up and leave, guys. That's not what solidarity is. Solidarity is creating community that not only goes to the border, but comes home and keeps organizing. And that's what we have to do. We will stand in solidarity with people who are leading this fight. There's no room for judgment, and that includes where you come from, the color of your skin, your gender, your sexuality, or your criminal history. We will stand in solidarity with everyone. We believe in no one should be deported. Migration is a right. Keep your mind on the prize, and the prize is a world without borders. Please go to sanctuarycaravan.org and sign up. Power to the people. I do.
And going right along with that, I'm here to welcome Lucia from Cosecha, who has been working with You Sanctuary and all of us to keep these efforts going.
Hello, how are you? My name is Lucia. I am a formerly undocumented person, a queer undocumented person. And thank you. And so I'm here today to let you know that with the New Sanctuary folks and all the folks here organizing, that we're going to be working with folks to make sure that we go and support the caravan. I mean, here, one of the biggest things that we talk about, and I feel like you've been seeing lately, is everyone is talking about going to vote, but we forget that voting is not the only power. That we have to remember that the power that we have is in our community. It's about every day that people are struggling in the border. People are struggling here. We forget, and most likely, we tend to talk about just the folks that we talk to about all these communities. We forget about the trans community, the queer community, and we continue to talk and say that we're going to go. And one of the biggest things about Cosecha is that we don't dance with political parties. Therefore, we go out to the community and we're talking to the community about what we need to be doing and to remind them that the power is in their hands. This country runs on immigrants for a certain reason, because if it wasn't without us, this country wouldn't be running. None of this right now would be running without us. And if you guys text 4141 to Cosecha, you will get more information on how you can get involved. And as well as if you visit Cosecha on our Facebook page, we'll be promoting more of the stuff that we're working with New Sanctuary. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lucia. And yeah, I actually want to say that a lot of the folks that are in the caravan today are queer migrants who are fleeing the violence that they are facing in their countries. Trans folks who are fleeing the violence from their home countries. So we should definitely be welcoming them here to our movement, where we are trying to protect trans folks, LGBTQ folks, and all the folks who are under prosecution for simply being who they are. One of those great neighborhood coalitions that's been forming in the last couple of years is Bay Ridge for Social Justice. And they have been organizing around police accountability, gentrification, and immigrant rights. I'm here to welcome Yasmin from both the Bay Ridge for Social Justice and the International Socialist Organization. Yasmin, please welcome.
No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here.
No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here.
No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here. No hate, no fear. Refugees are welcome here. Thank you all so much for being here and coming out. My name is Yasmin. I'm an immigrant, and I'm here to say that migration is a human right. When people are enduring poverty, when people are enduring violence and state repression, they have every right to seek a better life for themselves and for their families. Yeah. When people choose to make the painful sacrifice of leaving their homes and their communities and picking up and leaving and marching for thousands of miles on foot with their families, when people choose to confront militarized police forces at a risk to their own safety and the safety of their families, we should be asking why. When people go through all of this to come and just ask for permission to get in, ask permission to enter our country, we need to be asking why. We certainly don't need to be sending a military to counter them. We should be applauding their courage and determination, and we should be welcoming them. and we should be doing exactly what we're doing right now, standing out, rain or shine, in solidarity with them and in their defense. Importantly, we should also be asking and remembering, what role did our own government play in creating the conditions that they are fleeing? People who are coming from places like Honduras, where our government has facilitated and supported coups, has undermined democracy, has supported and funded military and violent repression of people, has enforced so-called free trade agreements that have made billions in profits for American corporations and have impoverished those same communities. We need to recognize those as the circumstances for why people are fleeing and why they're on their way here. And as such, we need to recognize our responsibility as people living inside this empire to defend those people and to remember this history and these facts. The ugly, racist stories that Trump and the right wing are telling about the caravan are meant to erase these facts. They call them gang members. They call them, quote, Middle Easterners. They're trying to evoke racism and they're trying to evoke Islamophobia to force people to be afraid and hateful, to encourage racism and militarized action against people who we're supposed to see as a threat. They want to convince us that migrants are a threat when in reality, immigrants are what this country is made of. But there is a threat that we should be countering. That threat is white supremacy. That threat is racism. That threat is an armed militia that is running around this country, terrorizing people, kidnapping them, and imprisoning them for no just reason, called ICE. That threat is racist police forces who kill people of color, and particularly black folks, with impunity. That threat is the corporate elite who let their workers starve and destroy our environment and steal the wealth that we all, including immigrants, create in this country. They are the threat that we need to be fighting. So when the Republicans are demonizing us as immigrants, and when the Democratic Party establishment fails us by saying, yes, we have an immigration problem, but we have a better solution for it. Or yes, we need to strengthen the border, but Trump has gone too far. We need to tell them no. Immigrants are not the problem. It's this system that's the problem. A system that criminalizes immigrants is a problem. So we say, let them in. 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 I'm here to welcome Genesis of the Laundry Workers Center.
My name is Genesis and I am an immigrant. I came from the Dominican Republic. I'm here in solidarity with the caravan. I think this is a problem worldwide. This is a problem especially by the policies that the United States implement. In my personal experience, you know, I come from a town called San Pedro de Macorís, and over there, our river got destroyed many years ago. We can no longer fish over there. The river stank, it smelled bad, all the fishes were dead, and the community had to move around. And that is an income that we no longer have. And guess who contaminated the river? Sugar plantations that process sugar, and that sugar was given to companies like Domino's Sugar that a lot of us consume here. That is a policy that we are forced to take because our government in the Caribbean are very corrupted. So we have to take that, right? So what happens after that? People migrate because they can no longer stay with an income. So I understand why people from South Central America in Central America have to travel here. It's not just unique to Central America. We have the same problem in the Caribbean. In the Dominican Republic, we also have a migration issue with our neighbor country, who we share the island with, Haiti. In Haiti, similar to Honduras, you know, they chose a democratic government, and the United States said no. You know, they said no, and they put somebody else that the United States wanted. And right now, it's being ruled by the United Nations. So what happened after that? People, the minimum wage get lower. People have to migrate to the other side of the island. and then we want to say no. You know, we want to say that we don't want them there. I think this is not charity. A lot of you are here because you want to be in solidarity, because you want to be a person of charity, but we're not asking for charity. We don't come here for charity. We come here because we have the right to be here. Especially when our ancestors were free to travel the land. People come from the south, people from the north go south, people from the Caribbean have the right to be here too. And you know, we see the same problem in Jamaica, we see the same problem in Puerto Rico. Right now with the last hurricane, a lot of my family members had to come here because their houses were destroyed. The same policies, you know, the same type of policy that destroyed Mexico, that destroyed the Dominican Republic, destroyed Haiti, the same thing with Puerto Rico. It's neocolonialism. A little bit about, you know, the issue with the Dominican Republic. Right now we have, since a few years ago, a lot of people got denationalized. People were taking birthright citizenship because of racist politics over there. People here started a movement to call out and to ask the United States to say something. Do you think the United States said anything? No, they didn't. They went to the border and they said they saw nothing, that everything was good. In the meantime, thousands of migrant children forcibly being taken to the other side on accompanying minors. But guess what the United States did do? They funded the military over there so that we can have police and we can have separated families. We can have people in the Dominican side of the island taking people away to the other side without, you know, Trump said that he's gonna shoot at people who are throwing stones. The same thing is happening in Palestine. People throwing stones and people are bombing them back. So it's no surprise. The midterm elections are coming. That's something you have to take in mind. Most of these policies were not put in place by Trump. They were put there by Democrats and other people that claim to be progressive. We have to keep that in mind.
Well, so long, Donnie, you were wrong. Donnie, we were great before your hatred came to town. And cheerio, Putin, time to go. Putin, fill your cup from what was on the spot. He's going down, yes, go to hell. Donnie, rot in jail. Donnie, for your treason or your sleazen, take your pick. You're such a schmuck, Donnie, your ass is out of luck. Donnie the con, you're worse than Tricky Dick.
Big finish and
golly gee, Donnie, this is democracy. Donnie will never go away. Donnie the con, we're here to stay. Donnie the con, you're gonna pay.
And you've been listening to highlights from the No to Hate Immigrants and Refugees Welcome Here rally. This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.